I wasn't one of those guys. You know, I just got his back, whatever he needs to do. I mean, I feel like that's a really grown man decision he did, and he felt like he needed help, and he went and did it. And it's really personal for him, so I'm not really going to speak on it too much, but I'm just glad Johnny's back.
Do you expect a change in his work ethic?
I mean, like I said, I mean, yesterday was the first day, and he stayed about 3 hours until after we had to leave, until when the time was done. So, I mean, he's actions speak louder than words. He has a lot to, you know, saying show to people. But I mean, he's trying his best.
Were you here? Were you still here then? I mean, how do you know?
Oh no, I got out here at 12 because I called him. He was supposed to come over and play. We were supposed to be playing pool, and he called me at 3. He was like, "No, I'm leaving the facility now." So that's how I know he's still in.
It's a 4-hour day right now for you guys.
Oh, it's 4-hour day. Yeah, yeah.
I'm out. Did you go to the Cavs game with him? I think I saw him.
Yeah, he was there, but we didn't go together. Right. We were sitting across from each other. Not really, man. I mean, I feel like everything, it's a profession. You're in the NFL. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. And if you have another, Justin Gilbert feels like he has another chance, you know what I'm saying, to prove himself. And he know he messed up. You know, so it's no need to keep bashing on them. Everybody just knows that you got to come in here. And if you do the things you're supposed to do, then you're going to be solid. Yeah, I mean, that was a big loss for me. I mean, that one hurt me because Buster was one of my good dudes, you know, just the way that he played the game and just him as a person, you know. So, I mean, I'm happy for him. He went and got paid, and he's going to be able to take care of his family. So, but now we got Tremont in here. I've known him for a couple of days now, and I was texting with him. Actually, I was recruiting him during the offseason. So, when he's finally here, and I could just tell from the beginning, he's a professional, true professional, does everything the right way, got his wife and 2 kids, and we were just hollering about each other earlier about his family style in Houston, and he knows the game. We're in there going over the playbook, and this isn't his scheme, this isn't anything, and he just gets it. He's got everything down packed, basically. So, I mean, I could tell he's a quick learner, he's a pro's pro, and he's going to fit into the room really well. I'm trying to be great. That's all. I'm just going to keep grinding, keep working, keep pushing myself, you know, anything. I'm trying to learn the nickel position. I'm trying to learn the safety position. I'm trying to just get a full grasp to know everybody's job now. So I just want to be that leader and just, you know what I'm saying, just keep getting my game to the next level. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel like I've just – it's not a role that I kind of look forward to it, you know, because just being able to be a vet now, this is my 6th year in the league. It sounds crazy when I even say it. But just being able to, like, I know what's going on. I understand the league. I'm mature now, and I've been through what they've been through, you know. So just being able to see these guys and what they're going through, and I know what it's like. So just being able to talk to them and they respond to what I'm saying because they know I went through the same exact things. It's super exciting, you know, just to see, just being, like, I went to my first basketball playoff game ever was the other day, and just the atmosphere in there was crazy, and the players are playing so hard, and, you know how I feel about LeBron. I love him to death, and he could do no wrong for me, but he's killing it. And Kyrie, just being able for him to be able to experience his first playoff game. He's one of my good friends, Tristan Thompson. You know, I'm just really, really happy for these dudes, and I see, like, the drive that they have and how motivated they are to win, and it just really makes me like, man, come on, we gotta get this for us. You know what I'm saying? Same thing. Happy for him, man. Whatever. Tebow's a good dude, man. I don't know what Chip Kelly got going on, but I know I'm happy for Tebow.